Al, as the Gemara says, Luchur elakashin mashlokish, so this should be a kashin mashlokish from this theft of Levi. Here it says, if you give money to the Sitoin, so you're over Nisamila. So Marin says, O Malach Reshlokish, Hamani Reb Shimon he. Reb Reshlokish would agree that this theft here goes according to Reb Shimon. So we said before, Reb Shimon agrees that this Resh Lakish agrees that according to Reb Shimon, Moyes is kindness. Like Resh Lakish learned, what was the machlokes in our Mishnah? Whether you could be choizer or not? Reb Shimon that holds that the moicher could be choizer, not lokeach, because Reb Shimon holds money is kindness midiraisa. So Resh Lakish agrees that there is a Reb Shimon that holds money is kindness midiraisa. So if you tell me a tesefta that says that when you pay with money for something, it's called you gave away the money, the person's kind of the money, and is near the mila right away, that goes according to Reb Shimon. So of course it's not a cash on Resh Lakish. Now the Mishnah says, Avul Amru Mishapara. But you should know, even though we hold that the money is not a good kinyan, let it be midiraisa according to Resh Lakish, let it be midirabonin according to Rav Yochanan, but if you give money and then you retract, you get a Mishapara. You get a curse back. They give you a curse, we'll soon see what the curse means. As they say, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, that pay back to the Dorha Mabol, should pay back to you also that you're attracting from your words. Itma would not like this. Abaye Omer Abaye says, Oiduya Medinan Lei. All it means is we tell you about this curse. We don't really give you the curse. We only tell you, like Rashi says, Da, we tell you, should know, Shem Taksa, if you're going to retract, or if somebody paid you money for this barrel of apples, and now if you retract, you should know, Soifakli Por Mimoch, that the end will come out, you get punished for that. That's all we tell you. We don't really give you a curse right now. We only tell you that you're going to get paid back from Hashem. That's what Abaye holds. Rabba says no. Melet Latinan lay, that the Rabbanan right now curse you. They give you a curse. So Abaye says, Oidia Madinan lay. No, we only warn you, like we only tell you, we don't really curse you. Why? Just still, because the Pasuk says, V'nosi b'yamcho loisor. You're not allowed to curse a nosi in yam. Because not daska nosi the head, the melech, means anybody, any Yisroel, you're not allowed to curse. So Abaye had, how could we curse a person just for retracting? We can't give you a klala. So it has to be, we just notify you and tell you, you should know that you're going to get punished for what you're doing. Rava ma melech latinan lei. No, we actually give him the curse. The Rabbanan have a right to curse this person. Since you retracted, I gave you money for your hat. And now you're retracting and saying you don't want to sell me the hat. We curse you. You get a mishaporo. The Yisir, because the Pasuk says, Biyamcha. The Pasuk says, true, you're not allowed to curse somebody, but it means another Jew, the Amcha, in your nation, we dashin, Rav holds, the Oysa Maisamcha. Only if a person is acting like a Jew, he's doing a Maisamcha, but not such a person here that's not doing a Maisa, not acting like a Jew. So Rashi says, the Oysa Maisamcha. The Amcha dashin Hochi. A Jew, we dashin, Nosir Amcha Loisor. You're not allowed to curse. But Fahai, this person, Lav Oysa Maisamcha, he's not acting like a Jew. The Pasuk says, Sheiris Yisrael Yas Avla. A Jew will not do an Avla, will not lie. For La Yadavra, because he won't say false things. And here you're saying false, that's called you're not doing my Samcha. For such a person, we have a right to curse. There is a person that I gave you money to buy a hat, and you said yes, and then you changed your mind, that's called you're a shak, that's called you're a kozoid, and for that you have a right to get a curse. You're not called doing my Samcha, so we pass like this. We pass him like Rovom, that doesn't have the right to curse him. Master, just for such a thing, you're retracting on what you said, for that you have a right to get a curse. It's not called you do acting like a Jew. Omar Rov says, Minoan Minula, how do I know my Yisrael? That a person that retracts on his word is supposed to get a curse. The Rabbi Chia bar Yosef, Yoivelei Zuzi Amilcha. Rabbi Chia bar Yosef had a lot of salt, and somebody came and gave him money to buy his salt. So somebody gave him the money, and he had a bunch, he didn't give him over the salt yet. The slave, after a week or so, whatever happened, some time went by, Iyaike Milcha, the salt went up in price. Like now I sold you $10, this bun, this bushel of wheat, of salt, and now it went up, it's worth $20. So, Pashayat, the Chiba Yosef wanted to retract, he wanted to be Chayzen, says, I don't want to sell to you anymore. I sold you for $10, it's worth $20 now. I'd rather not sell it to you, and I'll wait and sell to somebody else for $20. So he wanted to retract. So they didn't tell him, is he allowed to or not? So Osla came with Rav Yechanan, came in front of Rav Yechanan. Omale Rav Yechanan told him, Zil Havlu. Yechanan says, no, Rav Chiya bar Yosef, you have to give him the salt. Viloi, if you're not going to give the salt, if you're going to retract, Kibbul Alecha Mishapara. Yishnoi, you're going to have to accept upon yourself a Mishapara. That's what Rav Yechanan told him. So now, when Rav learned up this Maisa, it's like this. Viyamr, if you're going to tell me, Oy do you Madinalei, that the only side of the Mishapara is, not that Bezdin really curses you, Just that Desmond just like notifies you and tells you, you should know, for doing something like this, you're going to get punished. Hashem is going to punish you for what you're doing. If that's the only purpose of a Misha Purim, so, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Barra, do you who? That the Rabbi Yechon have to tell this Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef was a Talmud Chacham. He knew the Talocha. See, if the only purpose of Bezdin is saying the Misha Purim, is just that Bezdin notifies you and tells you, you should know, for doing such a thing like this, you deserve to get punished, so he didn't have to tell it to Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef. Of course he knew it. So then what was Rabbi Yechonah doing? The Rabbi Yechonah was telling him that if you're not going to pay him up right now, you should know you're going to be cursed. That we're going to have to give you the curse. So that's where Rava's Raya, that whenever there's a din of a Misha Pora means that Bezdin has the right to curse him. So where's the Kasha? V'yelo ma'i lelev latina lei, v'v'chiyo ba Yosef, osu l'kabuli ala l'tusa, the Rabbonin. And so the Kasha is on Rav'chiyo ba Yosef. And so what was the Tavimina to retract? Like if the din is really that Bezdin is going to curse you, so what's trying to Rav'chiyo ba Yosef? How come he wanted to retract? Like Adrav, he knew this halacha. He knew the halacha is if he retracts, Bezdin's going to curse him. So how was he allowed to accept upon himself such a curse? He shouldn't have done it. Of course he should want to make the sale go through. So Moshe was like this. Ela the Pshar was like this. Rechiyah by Yosef Arvan who diyoyev lay. Rechiyah by Yosef, the person did not pay all the money. He did not pay the $10 for the salt. He only gave him a quarter. He gave him a down payment light. And that was the question. Put down the down payment. What's the Pshar in the down payment? Is that called you kind of the whole thing? Or you're only kind of a quarter's worth of the salt? That was the Machlokes. El Arvoin hu diyoyev lei. Whose sub, Rav Chiya Bar Yosef held, kinegdi hu kinda. If you put down a down payment, a quarter, you're only kind of a quarter's worth of the salt. So for sure, a quarter's worth of the salt, I would take a gift to you. The rest I want to retract on. But, even though Kessler is not kono, but even if it would be kono, it can't be kono more than the money, the value you gave me. So true, for a quarter's worth I won't retract. But on the rest, I want to retract. On this, V'yomalei Rav Yechon, Rav Yechon told him back, no. Tish I hold, kineged kuli hu kinda. If a person puts down a down payment, by putting down the down payment for the whole thing, you kinda the whole object. Now the pshat is like havor and milva, I owe you the rest of the money. If I want to buy this bushel of salt, that's worth $10, and I give you a quarter now, and you agree to it, so it's like you're selling me right now the whole salt right now, and I own the whole salt. It's only that I have to pay you the rest. That was the machlokes. That's what Yechon told him. You're getting Misha Purim on the whole thing. So there's a shaila in halacha here. Whether it's called, he had a right to retract or not. Rashi says, Arvin means miksas samoy. Somebody only pays you a little bit. Nosan loy, a pisik ruba. I made up to pay you $10. And right now, make the down payment and give you a dollar. How much are you koina? He says, who's sub and connect to koina? Even Rashi says, what does it mean? If it would have been, let's say, mechiras karka, that karka you could be koina with the money. In mechiras karka, sheniknas v'kesef, koina kinyan gomer. There'll be a Kenyan government then by putting a down payment. Therefore, the Mechiris Matatlum will kind of connect with Chayim Mishapara. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon knows also that the Mishapara connected with all money. Yeah. That was the Shaila. Now the Gemara says, Taka Samach Loikis. Itma would learn like this. Orvan, if somebody puts a down payment down, is Ravama connected with Kerner. You only currently connected how much money you put down, not more. That's what says.
And Rabbi Yechon says no, that connected with Kulhu Kerner. He connected the whole thing. As the Yechon Shita before, so when you put down a down payment, you take a kind of the whole thing. If that's for Torah, the Kenyan right now, so with this Kenyan, you kind of the whole thing. If it's Karak, you kind of the whole thing. If it's a question of Metaltalim, you kind of with the Misha Pora, enough to get a Misha Pora, connected the whole thing. You can't retract on anything. Now the Gemara says, Meisle, I have a question. If somebody gives an Arvin to his friend, so Rashi says this case is not mamish the same case as before. Here the Arvin means they want to put security down on the sale. And it's like this. The Yomelin, he says to him, Imani Chayzaboy, if I retract, and there's Lokeach, the one that's buying right now, he tells the Meicher, here's like $10 right now. And hold on to it, that if I retract, Arvuni Mokhlecho, I'm letting you keep this. The Aloyim and the Meicher says back, the Aloyim Aloy, Im ani echzabai, if I'm going to retract, you should know, I'll pay you back twice as much. Not just the $10 you gave me, but I'll even pay you back twice as much. So does this mean anything? Again, it's not a tchilas peroyin over here, it's not a payment. It's a question you're making like a you're just saying like a guarantee that you won't retract. So the locker is, it says, Nishkain mohat tenoyim, divere b'yosi. Rabbi Yosef says, yes, what they said means something, and they have to be Mekayim the Tanai. They have to be Mekayim what they said, and whoever is Chayza has to do what he said. And the Gemara says, why? Rabbi Yisrael Tamei, Rabbi Yisrael goes according to his own Tam, Le Tamei, the Yom, that he always says, Esmach Tekanya. If you just say you do something, even though it's not really a Kinyan over here, because that alone you have to do, and Esmach, to what you say you do, you have to do.
Alright, I'll turn over.
But just a guarantee that you say.
Yeah, you have a right to make such a guarantee. The Kinyan and the Tanoim are good. Whoever retracts loses out.
Rabbi Yehuda says, "Da'yoy sheyikne kineged avunay." No, it's not kineged kuloy. It's only kineged how much of the money you put down. Kineged avunay, that you're not allowed to retract. In other words, he holds an asmach does not kanya, but just rather as much money as you put down kineged the avun, that much you're not allowed to retract. But more than that, you are allowed to retract. And Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Bamed dvar mamurim." When was this said? Bizman shomaloi arvuni yokun. When the person says, with this arv and this money I'm putting down, this should be the kinyan. In other words, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel's bimazbot, Yehudi said that daya shiikni kineged avunai, that this arv is not a kinyan kineged old thing, you only kinya as much as money you put down now. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, that's only if you say a lashon of arvuni yikun. Like with this money, this down payment I'm putting down, I want the whole kinyan to take place. Like this should be the whole proin. So that doesn't make sense because nobody does that. Like, I want $1,000 from you. If you only put down $10, you can't say you kind of the whole thing. Therefore, you only kind of just $10 worth. Let's say I sell you a field or a house that's worth $1,000. And the person puts down now here. If he puts down $500, so kona, he owns the whole house. He has to pay him back the rest. Even after a few years. And like Rashi says, the machlokes he had before between Rav and Rav Yechon is like this case over here, that these $500, that's like the beginning of the payment. So here we see here, it says, you're kind of the whole thing. Mashma, there is a kinyan, a kineg of the whole thing. So Mora says, my love, isn't it? That who are din lemetaltlim? That the same malacha would apply if you pay half the amount of the metaltlim. That bidistoma kone lulukuloi. You just put down part of the payment, you kone the whole thing. In other words, just like by karka, when you pay 50%, you automatically kone the whole karka. So that by metaltlim also, even though we're going now, metaltlim is not kone, you only for mishaporo, but I call upon you won't be able to retract, like you'll get a mishaporo against those. Gemara says, loi, metaltlim, I'll tell you now, metaltlim is different. For as much money as you put down, you only can't retract it that much money, but not against the whole thing. If so, I should know what's the difference. I'll tell you like this. When you pay money for a field, for a house, that's a good kinyan. Mois is kind of karka. Therefore, when you put down a down payment, it's a kinyan for the whole thing. But metaltlim, when you put down money for metaltlim, you only have a kinyan now just to get a mishaporo that you can't retract, that's all. So I tell you, maybe like before, like the other man, like the B'chiva Yosef, they said that a mixas proyim will not give you a mishaporo, kinege the whole metaltlim, but only kinege the exact amount that you paid for. So this won't be a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. The other one says, let's say it's like a tanoim. We learned, Hamal ves chaver ala mashkin, if somebody lends his friend money on a mashkin, the loiva gives a mashkin. Now the nichnas or shmita and shriis, the seventh year comes about, and usually shmita stops the choiv, you don't have to pay back. But if you have a mashkin, the locha is, since the mal was holding on to a mashkin, it's considered like he already collected the money, it's not called loyigosh, so then shmita does not stop this choiv. So there's the afar pi shayna shove elo polag. Even though this mashkin is only worth half of the loan, there was $1,000 loan, and the mashkin you're holding on to now, this pledge, is only $500. Still, ain't a mishamit. Shmita does not stop this chayv. Divrei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says. So we're going now, since even though you only have a pledge, a mashkin for half of the chayv, that half of the payment is like a mishaporo, or it's like for the whole thing, connected to the whole halvor. And Rabbi Yehuda, Anasi Yomino, if the mashkin is kineged the whole halvor, then it does not stop it. Shriis does not stop this loan. But the imlav, if the mashkin is not kineged the whole halvor, then mishamit, then shriis does stop it. So now, what does it mean now, Eina Misham, it's Gomer Mishim Gamliel? What does Mishim Gamliel mean to say, if you have a mashkin, then the Shemitah does not stop it? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Kinegdoi, it only doesn't stop it, Kinegdoi, the mashkin itself, only the $500 is still up right to collect, not more. Nechal, that will be a proof to the Rebbe Yehuda, Nosi Savaram, Lach, Pal, Gonami Mishamit. That even the half that you're holding onto the mashkin, the shlius also stops it. And that doesn't make any sense. Why? The mice, if the loan, even if the loan was $1,000, but if the loiver gave you back a mashkin worth $500, it's called you're holding onto $500 now. So this much, at least shlius, should not be mishamet, because this much is called you have already. So that can't be pshana machlekes over here.